the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Welcome, welcome. Yet another day here on the Hostile Zone on your only one and only BBSTalkRadio.com. Get the door there because we'll have an entrance soon. Woo. And I want to thank you. We had a little bit of a time delay. It's a satellite link-up issue. I don't know too much tech information for me, but thank you for another live day here on BBS Talk Radio, the Hostile Zone, with the infamous and dangerous and in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani. Eric A. Sinani. Who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
Well, I'm accompanied by the on-air vocal talent.
Hello.
Miss Bianca C., how are you?
I'm fabulous. Bianca C., that's me. You know what? I'm going to be swimming over here, so give me a second.
Swim out. Woo! Yep, she's going to swim over. She's like a
sea,
like the ocean.
Yes.
We also, we are sad to announce that R-Dub is a little sick, but he's here. Can you say hello with that rough voice of yours?
R-Dub, how are you?
Is he in? I don't hear him.
He's a little absent today.
Well, he's here, but he was sick, so.
Oh, poor thing. So,
but he's here. We also have in the house, Jade Vogue.
Hello.
Whoa, I don't even know what that was, but I'll go with that. Right. I'll go with it.
Ever improv, baby. I'm doing fantastic. I had a great day yesterday.
Did you?
Yes.
Tell us about your great day yesterday. You were hanging out with me, so then it couldn't have been that great.
Yeah. Oh, no. It was really good. Maybe, you know what, another factor is when you haven't had that many good days in a long time, and then you have a good one, it's like, that may have been
really?
The best.
Don't you have great days hanging out with me, though? Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you're a hoot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm getting music in here now.
Oh.
But also, there's nothing like connecting with an old friend.
Yes, right.
Really?
Don't even do nothing. It's done. I'm done.
Yeah. I played disc golf for the first time. I thought I would never like it.
I know, right?
Yeah. Also, we have with us Tiny. How are you, Tiny?
Good. How are you, Mr. Sinati?
Wonderful, wonderful. You sound being so formal, Tiny.
Oh, really?
Don't be so formal. You're not enforcing any rules and regulations on set today.
Well, okay then.
Yeah. So how are you? Did you enjoy your weekend?
Man, I had a blast.
Yeah, had a blast.
Too much fun.
Too much fun. All right. Well. Anyway, so Miss Bianca, how are things with you? Oh, look at that. That's a mighty nice little brooch pin you got
this
there.
This old thing? Oh,
this
I love
thing.
It. It's a little, I figured since spring is here, right. You know, I figured I'd wear a little tulip. It's actually a real crystal and a gold. So I figured I'd spice it up a little bit, make it a little classy.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful.
And I put a little different. I'm trying something new with layering my jewelry. So that's like a new thing now.
Right. And you know, when we speak of layering, and I think we had this on our men's conversation, a layering of the fragrances.
I know, yeah.
I love to layer fragrances now.
You're
like it, right?
Yes. Something that a lot of people haven't thought about.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice I layered? Because you're a fan.
No, I did not.
You
know, I did not notice.
From the smell.
Mm-mm.
It's like
right now,
I can
tell you right now, I got Tom Ford Tuscany leather.
Are you allowed to say that on air? Because,
yeah.
You know,
that's okay.
We
it's
need
all right. Tom Ford now, he had some financial issues, so the company. So maybe he will want to do some new rebranding. Tom Ford, Tuscany leather, Tuscany leather, Tom Ford, and tobacco, Tom Ford.
Tobacco.
I love
tobacco.
Ooh.
Yes.
It is so sexy.
I'm Italian. You know I got to put 40 fragrances on.
Oh, no. I heard leather and tobacco. I was thinking Western.
Tom Ford
brought
though.
Me to
not
a place.
You think, but it's like a
you smell
a
it, though. You smell me when I walk in, though, right?
And it's like, oh, my God. If I go near the neck, I'd be like, oh,
yeah,
God,
and I put what
it.
I did is I did, and I normally layer two to three. Today I did two. I did the leather for the face and neck, and then I put the tobacco Tom Ford in the hair.
Wait, do you mind if I smell a little bit?
Would you like the leather smell? Smell?
Oh my God!
Right.
Snaps to you.
Are we doing snaps again? All right. Do I have a working earpiece at some point so I can know when we're on? That was playing music, so apparently they were tuned into a different channel.
I'm loving the gray and the color. Love it, love it.
Yes, I'm feeling it too. Actually, I'm feeling it. It's a nice look. It's a good look. so much to talk about, so little to talk about. Do we want to talk negativity that's going on in the world, or do we want to talk about fun?
You know what? I really wanted to talk about what it takes to be a real man.
What does it take to be a real man? Didn't we have a whole episode? Whatever that was, I missed that. That went way too fast.
It can never be an ending conversation about that.
No, but there was something. There was something on the green screen, but it is gone. It went for a second, then I don't see it.
Oh.
So a real man. I think we had a whole episode on chivalry. Mm-hmm. Now, chivalry hasn't died, and how a man should act towards a woman. Etc. and all that good stuff. So,
I always love being on a pedestal.
Yeah.
As long as I feel special and, you just treat good, I'm good.
Well, I believe a man should be opening the door for a lady, right? Open the door
and be
all
protected.
That good stuff. You know, protection. And we had the conversation about walking on the street. And come on, man!
And
on
it should
camera.
Be like away from the. It should be away from the a woman should be away from the street.
And actually, we had the conversation now some will disagree on the reasoning for this, but people say when you walk arm in arm with your lady, you'll walk arm in arm
like this,
and you know this a true gentleman should be doing that,
and.
The lady always walks on the inside when you're on the street, and the man is on the outside. So basically, like, the man is, like, closest to the moving cars, and the lady's on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people had been saying over the years that was something that was done for the purposes of if there was water splashed or something off the road kicked off and it went on the lady, which probably in modern era is probably a good reason. But if we go back, generational times.
Mm-hmm.
You have let's go back to the 1800s and even 1700s pre-automobile. There was a lot of mud, right?
There
were horses.
There was no roads.
So they did kick up stuff from the road, but also they did something else that is going to be what I'm going to say next. In the next generation, like let's say Prohibition era, the Roaring Twenties, there was a lot of gunfire obviously bootleg alcohol. People were firing weapons off like crazy. And then the whole idea was the man would be closest to the road, so he would be protecting his lady. He would be the body shield to the lady. So this way, she would not get hurt.
That's true.
So, and that also would be the case in 1700s, 1800s as well, because, people of everybody had weapons then. And actually, coincidentally, that's where the term riding shotgun comes from. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Riding shotgun, folks, comes from horse and carriage era. People were traveling a manifest destiny going across the country, traveling up and down east and west. And somebody was riding in the front seat next to the driver, and their job was to carry the shotgun.
I love that you have all this knowledge.
Thank you. To make sure that if there were going to be a hijacking of your horse and carriage and horse and buggy or whatever, then so everybody's like shotgun. They want to ride in the front seat. That literally was a job. You rode shotgun in the front, and you carried the shotgun.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that, the craziness that goes on is there's so much going on that people don't realize. And I don't even think men today even do that for the most part.
Oh, really?
But we forgot we don't have a ticker running on the screen, of course. We should have a ticker running, folks, on the screen if you're watching. Another technical failure of the hostile zone. All right. Here we go. Ticker came up in his barrel.
Oh, right. Now, you know, this is a great time.
That's what I was going to give the information. That was the point of not having a ticker. I wanted to give them our contact information. Tick. So on the ticker and below, you can reach us at thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. Thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. You can reach at Eric@ericandrewsonati.com. Yeah. Eric@ericandrewsonati.com. And also, you can reach us through the number, Miss Bianca. How, and it's written right here on your screen.
Oh, yes.
How does that number
right
go?
Right here. It's 917-877-0171.
How does that go again?
I'm not gonna 917-877-0171.
Yes. If you want to text, then that's how you text the show live in your face, texting
in your
the show.
Face. That's right.
All right. So I don't want to get into too much crazy news. Everybody's kind of tired of hearing about now, I don't want to say tired about Israel and the Hamas conflict. I don't want to say they're tired about it. No one's tired. This thing on my tie is killing me here. I have to just keep fixing it. It's annoying me every time I look at myself.
Perfectionist, okay. You.
I am.
Huh?
It's annoying me. Yeah. It's definitely not making me happy. A lot of things didn't make me happy today, so today's not a good day.
I don't blame you. Sometimes, like, I hate when a hair on my head is, like, out of place. It annoys me so much. But anyways, that's
don't get me started on a hair.
Your hair looks better than mine today.
We have on-air makeup and on-air stylist. What can I say?
I'm loving the
look.
They
did a little cleanup on my head. It looked pretty good, actually, right? Does it look good? That's nice, right?
It's so sassy.
Right? It's sexy, right?
It's so sassy.
So anyway. I understand that the Prime Minister of Palestine has submitted his his resignation from government, which I believe is a big deal because this may actually open the door to more communication and could move for a lot of reforms and a lot of changes in how the Palestinian government and the Israeli government work together.
Really?
And how people communicate and potentially maybe avoiding terrorist acts, avoiding violence, avoiding death and disruption and all that other nonsense. So I hope that would be the case. But I don't know. It remains to be seen. I mean, even if you say you're resigning, doesn't mean you're resigned. Everybody can say they're resigned, but until they actually do it, it's another story. And then we would just be speculating. And, you know, we speculate on this show, folks, but Sonati pulls back that curtain. And I call a spade a spade. I try to tell you what's important and what's not. And the fact is that we don't know at this point, but we like to believe that this will lead to some sort of reform or at least opening a door to a conversation that might not have happened otherwise. And I truly do hope for the Israeli people and for the Palestinian people, because equally, they both are suffering. Palestinian, doesn't matter what you are, if you're Palestinian, you're Israeli, or wherever you're from or what you're doing. If you're in that region, it is just so much stuff going on that I have to question, people's sanity at this point, right, Jay Vogue? I mean, if you live in a war zone 24/7, Tiny, what are you trying to do?
Well, Tiny's always like reaching around over there. All I want is world peace.
Are you running for Miss America?
Yes.
Miss America? Yeah. All right.
See, I already have my wave packed. You know, I already have it perfected. Hello.
Yeah.
God, this is flowers. Oh my God, thank you.
Really? Yeah.
Wait, I got the crying.
You got that's the queen. That's the royal wave.
It's
and on that note, folks, the royal wave, we're going to be taking a short break. Don't go anywhere and make Sonati come looking for you. All right? Don't go anywhere. Be right back. 2 minutes.
Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Oh, hello, Governor. That's right. You're with Eric A. Sinatra, the Hostile Zone. Now, it's after midnight. You should be in bed, sleeping up, getting fresh on Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Hostile Zone. All right, Governor? Cheers.
Hey, I'm Eric A. Sinatra. I'm the in-your-face, on-air talk show host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone. I'm in your neighborhood now. I'm on 99.9 True Country, KKTC. I'm with The Hostile Zone. We're going to keep it real. Commentary, the news, we're going to have a good time. Don't make me come looking for you. Be here, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, KKTC, True Country.
Use your voice. Sinatra hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sinatra hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Welcome back. How you doing? You didn't make me come look for you. Thank you very much. The Hostile Zone in your face. And actually, the little in your face, I know that you are almost completed with the actual Hostile Zone song.
Yes.
The Sinatra hears you.
It's been so inspirational. Well, as you can see, the hook is already good.
Right.
So we finally found the right music to it. And I'm super excited for you guys to listen to it soon.
Right.
It is almost going to be done. And it's going to be so good. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like B.A. You know, I can't curse right now. But
I don't know what that stands for.
Bad.
Oh, bad A, $2 signs.
$2 signs. Sounds tough. And, you know, I think it's really going to be catchy. So I can't wait until this happens.
So,
yeah.
Golf clap.
That's
easy. J-Bo, you got anything you want to talk about?
Oh, sorry. I
know that
about,
you were itching over there or something.
Yeah, because you mentioned this a few weeks ago when we talked about the possibility of our radio signals being knocked out by warfare, and also that
Soviet
snowballed into.
We actually been talking about all kinds of stuff with that.
Yeah, and then that snowballed into the possible solar flare that could happen this year, a big one, but one happened this weekend.
Really? Right.
Yeah.
I did know about that. Well, tell us what you know so we can discuss it.
So it caused radio blackouts over the U.S. West Coast and much of the Pacific Ocean. So that's a large area.
That's very serious.
Yeah, very serious.
I got scared at one point, too, because like some, what was it, Verizon had trouble with their line or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God, is it happening now? I'm like, oh, you know, I really need to stock up on my groceries, like, ASAP.
Right, and then you figure you have this the Russian controversy about having potentially, and I'm going to call it out. I don't say it's potential. I'm almost sure that this is what they've done and they're doing. I'm sure that it is actionable. I'm sure that they can do this. Mm-hmm. But you know, everybody knows historically the government tells you after the fact. They don't tell you really before. So when they tell you that we think possibly this could happen, then it possibly will happen, and it possibly is currently happening. And it was pretty odd that something, remember we were talking the other day, something flew across the United States, lit up the sky, and disappeared, right? Did they find anything?
No.
Right? I didn't hear anything about it.
And then a European satellite fell into the ocean and burnt up. And then we looked at a video of what a real meteor would look like if it came into the country, into the world, into our atmosphere. And we literally followed what was in Russia a couple of years back. No connection to the Russia satellite issue. But the fact was, is that one, we watched the video, it lit up the sky and it had a sonic boom. And the blast of the explosion was so loud that it took out windows for 100 miles and put people in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody, feel free to go out and YouTube it. Look it up. So if you compare, and we did it on this show, at least in the pre-meeting for our show on 99.9 KKTC, we talked about it on your FM dial. We talked about it on that version of the Hostile Zone. But the two videos did not seem the same. Yet they're claiming that they were similar type of things. But if it was a meteor, it would have been a little different. Or what happened in Russia years back was not a meteor. And maybe that might be the flip over there, J-Vogue. that when they said what flew into Russia and blew up and blew out all the windows, that maybe wasn't the meteor, and everything else that we are seeing now was the solar flare and the meteor. Who knows, right? Conspiracy could go anywhere. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. That's not what I push for on the show here, folks. But what did they say about this flare? What time did they say it came in at or any of that? Do you know that?
It came in on the 22nd.
Okay.
And I'm not quite sure what time that it came in. I do know that it's from a specific sunspot named AR3590.
Right. Which they said volatile. It's been active.
It's been active.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's been volatile. Spinning.
Yeah, oh. Volatile. And they've been expecting this. Unfortunately, though, folks, there's really not much we can do to defend against a solar flare. We can actually, we're working in advance to defend against like an asteroid situation, because there are asteroids in the asteroid belt that are actually set in trajectory to hit like the world and potentially the United States. The location of where it would hit is really kind of hard to pinpoint based on the rotation of the Earth. Mm-hmm. But they do know that there is asteroids out there that are planned to hit Earth, and you know, and they know approximately when, and they're currently working on projects to stop that. But we can't stop a solar flare.
Oh yeah,
I mean that happens.
That was an
interesting thing that happened, because it took out communications, and that was a solar flare. That's got communications on a big part of the country, right?
Yeah, and also it was experienced in Canada, New Zealand, Eastern Australia, and Indonesia. It's known as one of the biggest ones that we've had. And since it's already a volatile sunspot, this will continue to happen. Active, yes. This year. Yeah.
Well, every sun actually has a lifespan. And that's something we have to be aware of, that... you know, they basically, the sun is the nebulous of who we are, and it burns, and it obviously mm-hmm. at some point it will run out of energy.
Right.
It'll run out of energy, and this is just the worst show ever we've had yet. There's so much technical stuff going on here, folks. So, the technical stuff on this show.
So it runs out of energy, and what else?
Yeah, I'm laughing at all the daily tech failures. I have to comment on it, because if you're watching and you're watching the anger in me, or you're listening in your car. But when you watch this or listen on iTunes later, you're like, Sonati's so angry. Because if you could see that the entire show. No, I'm ignoring you right now, Miss Bianca. I just have to tell the folks, there's so much nonsense going on with the tech on here. So, I'm apologizing to you now, because it's just not stopping. And literally the entire show. And we're late on the air because of it. And anybody that knows me, I'm a perfectionist. And this is not how I operate. Moving forward, solar flare. So, yeah, solar flare, it's going to continue to happen. Like you said, it's a volatile area. And, you know, we got to deal with it. But if it is going to be an issue where it starts hitting everywhere at all times, then that's a problem. And the thing of it is, when the solar flare comes in, the Earth does rotate on an axis. So just because it hit that spot, and like Jay Vogue said, it came from a section of the sun that we're aware of. And every section of the sun, there's explosions. There are nuclear explosions on the sun 24 hours a day. And it's just happening all the time. So, but it doesn't reach always in everywhere. But it's called solar wind, actually.
Solar wind, okay.
But this was big. And as the Earth is turning on its axis, which obviously gives us our 24-hour period. And that's why we have a leap year. Did you know that?
I actually did.
We have a leap year. Because our calendars can't perfectly match up to the rotation of the Earth, plus the rotation changes a little bit on a very slight difference. You know that the time is different on the Moon than it is here.
Oh.
So did you know that they are currently they just landed a lunar lander on the Moon? We talked about that on a previous show, and with all that going on the previous show. Let's take a break, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll get back to you in 2 minutes. I want to fix a technical issue. I apologize. 2 minutes.
Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Eric A. Sonati, hostile zone. Always hostile, but not so hostile tonight. Because look at this. Look at this, coming close.
Look at this. Look at this. Turn around here. Look at these people. Look at this. Look at these people. There's more. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. More people. Come with me more. More people. This is the problem. The hostile zone is willing to tell you this is a tragedy in the world. This should not be happening in modern America, in the modern world. In 2023, this should not be happening. This is a travesty. It's a disgrace. My heart from the hostile zone and Eric A. Sinai's heart, unhostile, goes to the families of all of these people and everybody that's touched by this, because it's disgusting. Come Monday night, the hostile zone, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the hostile zone. Check me out. Come to the show. This is what we talk about on the show. We talk about the real issues. No holds barred. Call a spade a spade. I'm hostile to people that take people and do things like this. Monday night, 7 p.m.
Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Woo! Thank you for coming back onto the Hostile Zone. Hopefully we have our tech issues. I was getting so frustrated, I had to send you to commercial, folks, because everything was failing. And Miss Bianca was trying to refocus and direct it. It just wasn't going to happen. But we're here. So we were talking about
I was so interested what you're saying.
We were talking about the moon. And I got some other pieces on that. So, you know, they're talking about creating a new time zone for the moon. Mm-hmm. Because the time is not the same. And what basically, which is very interesting, folks, that when space agencies, the European Space Agency, Russian cosmonauts, NASA, SpaceX, which operates with NASA. But the fact is that they operate on their own time zones when they talk to each other.
Right.
So when they communicate, they say, you know, military time 13, which is 1 o'clock, 13:10. Or if it's in the evening and it's 9 p.m., or let's say it's 7 p.m. now on the East Coast, 7 and something. So it's 19 something, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's us, East Coast. So we have Eastern Standard, we have Pacific, we have Central, and all that, right? Mountain Time.
Right.
So they're looking to create one for the moon so everybody could, like, communicate directly. Like, the military operates on, like, Zulu. And that's kind of like... And the Zulu kind of concept is that, like, if they're going to be, let's say, doing an operation, dropping a bomb, executing some sort of mission, then they'll operate on Zulu, and Zulu is perfectly calculated, and everybody knows what Zulu time is. And Zulu could be whatever time they're going to have something go down on Zulu time.
Mm.
And
that's what I figured.
Yeah. So you'll see that in movies a lot. It'll say something Zulu, and you're like, what is Zulu? So that's that. But the moon, they're doing that. But here's something else. And this I bet you guys didn't know. No one here in the room knew this one. Do you know that the moon every day is getting further away from the Earth?
Oh, I knew that one.
Yeah.
It is traveling further away from us. Just like I said in a previous show that this International Space Station is falling towards the Earth. And they actually have to turn the thrusters on. Really? Every now and again on the space station. And guess what? That's the only time in the space station that any of the space people, and when I say space people, it could be Russian cosmonauts, it could be, you know, whatever countries are up there, right? Just say astronauts in general, but there's different words. That's the only time that they don't experience experience gravity. Did you know that?
Because of the moon. Yeah.
Because when they're up on the space station, they're floating around, etc. But since the space station is slowly falling back towards Earth, then they're making it then they have to every now and then ignite the boosters to push it back up, right? So they push it back up so that they actually lose that weightlessness for a minute. So they might have been floating in the center of the International Space or the ISS, and then all of a sudden you'll see them move across the gravitational pull. Changes it actually, like if you're in a car and you're in like a good BMW or something,
mm-hmm.
And you've driven in my BMW before.
So, it's nice.
And, you know, we won't say where, but we got it up to like 170. And I believe we had a couple of people. We got the vehicle up to 170, and it threw everybody back into the seats. You were thrown into your seat. So that is what they would experience on the space station, is that they get that thrust, that gravitational pull. They're pushed back, but only for that brief moment.
Oh, like a roller coaster when you're going up.
Right, but it's only for a short moment while they're putting them back into the proper orbit. But also, what is big is space junk, that they have to maneuver the space station consistently in orbit, but they shift it to the left, to the right, up and down a little bit because of so much space junk. People leave, with rockets, and I was talking about that on another show, and since then, there have been some instances where I saw some pictures of space junk that had fallen since that last show.
Right.
Yeah. And it was like 17,000 pieces, 18,000 pieces of garbage fall to the Earth. And they actually have, the European Space Agency has created a spaceship sort of thing that they're going to, because they had a satellite that they had put out there. And there's different levels of orbit. And each level of orbit, I don't want to get into detail, but you got your lower orbits and then your upper orbits. Then you got your most outer orbits. And the outer orbits generally handle our radio and our TV satellites. So that would be real good reason why we would be worried of a solar flare, because that is the furthest out orbit to the Earth. So that's the closest to anything that would be coming in. The International Space Station is in the lower sections of the orbit. But anyway, they have to shift because there's so much garbage floating around in space that it only takes the size of a pellet to hit that thing. And when it's hitting it at 20,000 miles an hour, it's a big deal when someone's doing spacewalks.
Oh, wow.
You know when what a spacewalk is. They go out and they're fixing things outside. Right,
yes,
J-Bo? Yes. You see these, right, J-Bo?
Oh, yes. Love those.
Tiny, you've seen these things?
Yeah. You know, yes, I'm much of a fan of a sci-fi person. So like every like movie that has the astronauts and stuff, there's always something wrong that they do come out and they're like, oh, we gotta fix
and
it
they
real
drop
quick,
something,
you know?
Right.
And then drops like, oh no.
There's wrenches, right? And you know what? There's always been that joke. What was that movie with Sandra Bullock, right? Where they disappeared in space. That has not happened. Remember that movie, J-Bo?
I never saw it, but it's when she was stuck in her suit.
Yes, it was a great movie. But then one of the people on that movie went into space and they were lost. Their tether broke. But on there, on each astronaut, they're tethered. But if the tether breaks, they have a rocket propeller on the back. They have a booster, but there's
like
only so much oxygen available in their suit. The suit's pressurized for only a period of time because it runs on batteries. And then there's obviously so much fuel in the rocket booster. But from what we know as Americans and as citizens of the world, that this has not been where we have lost somebody in space.
Don't they have like a bungee cord or something?
It's called a tether.
A tether.
Folks, Ms. Bianca's not a scientist. So but we want to make sure on this show we provide accurate information. It's a tether. It's not a
well.
When people think of bungee cord, they think of going to like an amusement park and jumping off of and bouncing up and down. And I wouldn't want anybody who's tuning in on the show, wherever you might, and you're thinking that this is inaccurate. And then they go to school and they tell their teacher that the astronauts are connected by a bungee cord. Where'd you hear that? I heard that on Sonati's show. So I'm just throwing a disclaimer out there. It's a bouncy. Yeah. So that's all good stuff. The International Space Station is out there, but then the European Space Agency created this little bot thing, they're going to grab with a net, like a Spider-Man net. J-Vogue, I know you read that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, like the
Spider-Man
thing that goes like,
and he take his wrist and go like,
goes
that?
Like this, yeah.
And it grabs. Well, they practiced it they have these planes that practice for anti-gravity. I've done this before. So you go on a plane and they do these special maneuvers and you actually have zero gravity on the plane. So you feel what it's like to be in space.
So
and
like
that's
a
how they practice
type
these.
Of moment?
That's how they practice these things in there. And they use the Spider-Man thing, and they were doing the anti-gravity feeling, and they shot the net around something to see if it would work, and it did. So the purpose is that there is a an old satellite that the space station had, and the European Space Network has up there. Okay, and it is kind of floating out there in orbit, and it will, they believe, and it's large, could hit another piece of important satellite. And this has happened before, folks. And when they hit, you're talking 20,000 miles an hour each. They shatter into pieces everywhere, and that's more garbage. Oh, but if it were to hit, this were to hit something, it would be very serious. And they intend to go out there and do that Spider-Man thing, and they want to grab it, and then they plan to tow it back like a tow truck. They plan to tow it back into the Earth. Bring it back. We also intend to do with space junk is the same thing. They want to go up there, create machines to push them into Earth orbit, back into atmosphere, because they'll get burned up. Mm. Unfortunately, we had a late show today due to technical difficulties, but don't worry, Sinani is going to be on your side next week on Monday to ensure that we have less of a problem. Otherwise, I'll be terminating certain members of staff if we continue to have technical difficulties. So I apologize to you because I humbly thank everybody for your time and allowing us into your home and sticking with us during technical difficulties and being there to support us. We do appreciate you doing that. And it means a lot to me. It means a lot to Miss Bianca. Yeah. I assure you that your show next week will be a full hour. There'll be no difficulties in the middle. We'll be taking care of that staff issue. Also, you can catch us in a couple hours on 99.9 on your FM dial, KKTC, if you're out in the mountain region or West Coast, or you can grab it on any of the social media outlets that are going to be aired on, as well as you can get it on your favorite podcast platform. Miss Bianca, how are you going to close us out to show us your love for our country?
Absolutely.
And make up for the technical difficulties
today. I am going to sing the national anthem, of course. Yes. I love the drums.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang clear, the bombs bursting.
And it's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the
That was wonderful, Miss Bianca.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much.
You did a wonderful job. So, folks, thank you for allowing us into your home. I thank you. I truly do. I mean it. We are only in success because of you. And every time you come and watch our show, you honor Bianca and I, and we appreciate that because we would be nothing on this show if you didn't come and watch us every week. Miss Bianca, how do you end it? Oh, wait. I got to say, remember one thing before you come back. When you wake up in the morning, as Jay Vogue helped add to the ending, look in the mirror and say, I love myself, and I'm going to do something today to make my life better and to make me a better man or a woman. And then I'm going to take that new thing that I do because I love myself and I made myself better, and I'm going to use it to better somebody else. And I'm going to respect everybody around me. How do we close out the show?
Use your voice. Sonata hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonata hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice. Sonata heard you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sonata heard you. Use your voice.
Don't go anywhere. Come back next week or check us out on your favorite platform, everywhere on social media, or on 99.9 FM dial KKTC. Because you know what? Sonata heard you.